He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning, January the 14th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we're here every day, Monday through Friday, trying to keep you in the right places in the market and out of the bad neighborhoods. The bad neighborhoods last year were the bond market. Gold was a bad neighborhood. Emerging markets were a bad neighborhood. Instead, I did my best to persuade you to keep you in the U.S. stock market, which had a fantastic year last year. We're off to a shaky start so far this year. I'll explain that in a moment. We got a lot to talk about today. Let's begin with what the market is doing. So far this morning, we've got the Dow up about 40 points after Monday's big sell-off. The Dow is at 16,297. The S&P is up 7 points right now. The S&P 500 is at 1,826. And we've got the NASDAQ up 25 points. That's a good move there on the NASDAQ, which got hammered yesterday. The NASDAQ is at 4,138 right now. Let's see. We've got gold about even, 1,251 on the precious metal. Crude is at 92.15. We've got the 10-year yield at 2.85% right now. It's kind of settled in that range right now, 2.85. We got as high as 3 at the end of the year. Of course, we began the year at 2%. And a little bit later in the show, we're going to have on a real estate expert, Southern California Prime Real Estate. How's it doing these days? How are interest rates affecting real estate? And how big is the home building industry, construction, land, development? How big of a part of our economy is that? And what are its prospects right now? So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. At the half hour, we're going to have a guest on the show, Sanford Edward, who knows a lot about real estate. I just think it's good to get an update right now on the real estate market. How's it doing since that 2007 debacle when credit froze up? We had foreclosures all across America. Home prices plunged. What are the prospects right now going forward? And how is that affecting our economy right now? How healthy is this industry? So that will be at 7:30. Until then, I want to talk about the markets. How come the market had a big sell-off on Monday? In fact, it was the worst drubbing in 2 months. Well, you had several reasons. Don't forget, last Friday we had a very weak jobs report. We're not creating jobs yet in America. Now, it may sound good. The numbers may sound better. But, you know, when you take a look at how many people are out of the job force, either discouraged or have given up, the number's a lot higher. And then, of course, you had one of the Fed board, the Atlanta's, hey, Atlanta, what's up with your guy Lockhart down there? He's in support of further tapering. He made those comments that caused the market to sell off. And then lastly, Goldman Sachs, who's rarely right, Goldman Sachs declared that stocks valuations are looking lofty by almost any measure. Well, I would say this about that. They're loftier than they were 2 years ago. They're loftier than they were a year ago. But as long as the Fed is pumping stimulus into the stock market and into the economy in ways that no one else is doing, it's all monetary policy right now that the economy is basically living off of. As long as the Fed continues to throw fire and stoke the furnace, the stock market's going to continue to go up. But therein lies the rub. We haven't heard boo yet from our new friend. She could be our best friend or our worst friend, from Janet Yellen, who took over the baton on January 1st. And for that reason, I've been flying the cautious flag on the market, the caution flag, the yellow flag. I put it up on January the 1st after having the green flag up for many months and after racking up some huge gains in 2013. I was able to rack up huge gains by being in the right areas of the market. I had no exposure to the bond market. Made no sense to me. It's a rising interest rate environment. And that affects a lot of things that are interest rate sensitive. It affects mortgage bonds. It affects home builders. It affects building related industries. It affects real estate investment trusts. I continue to have no exposure to anything that is interest rate sensitive right now. And we ended up the year on a high note. Maybe too high. Market looked a little extended, a little overblown to me technically at the end of the year. And even though we were able to rack up some huge gains in 2013, it's hard for me to foresee or predict or imagine gains like that again this year. Of course, we're going to do our best and we're going to deal with whatever hand we're dealt. But I just don't think it's going to be as easy in 2014 as it was in 2013. And at least for now, until Yellen speaks up, we have a big black hole out there. From all accounts, Yellen's going to be even kinder to the market than Bernanke, but we don't know that yet. That's the rumor. Let's wait for the news. She really has not said anything yet. And for this reason, I think the market is a little bit without direction right now. With no direction home, as Bob Dylan would say. It's just kind of meandering. And any kind of bad news causes it to sell off because we haven't had any positive reinforcement. Don't worry. It'll be okay. I'm going to keep the taper going for some time. Don't worry. It'll be okay. We're not going to fudge with interest rates. We haven't heard any of that reassuring lately. And the market needs constant reassurance. So from my standpoint, from my observations, here's what I see. I see the leadership in the market becoming ever more narrow. And I don't think that, you know, the biotechs and the drug stocks can hold up the market forever. They were the leadership in 2013. They're still the leadership. Even on a day when the market gets drubbed like yesterday, I see all kinds of stocks breaking out to new highs. Stocks like Jazz Pharmaceutical and Alnylam and Alkermes and Salix Pharmaceutical, which I just added to my portfolios last week, and Perrigo, etc., and Quintiles, busting loose with the vengeance, which made me scratch my head this morning when I heard Jim Cramer say that the biotechs are out of favor. You know, the only person that could say that the biotechs are out of favor is somebody who doesn't look at hundreds of charts on a daily basis. I can remember him making that statement back in September. And they had the most unbelievable quarter that they've ever had from September to December 30th. You know, and I have to ask myself, when does he have time to sit in front of a computer during the market hours and look at hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of charts and get a good feel for what the market is actually doing? And for him to say that the biotechs are out of favor, now they're going to go out of favor at some point in time, there's no question about that, but for him to make the claim that they're out of favor right now is almost unbelievable that somebody that close to the market would make that kind of a comment. But having said that, this little narrow slice of the pie of the market can't hold up the rest of the market forever. We need some leadership from other sectors of the market. We need the banks, the financials. They're doing okay, but they've definitely cooled off here. They're awaiting their marching orders from the Fed. We could certainly use the industrials and the cyclicals a little bit to join in the fray here. We're not getting that at all. We could definitely use the emerging markets to join in the fray. We haven't seen that for over 15 months now. And we could see a leveling off. We could stand to see a leveling off in interest rates, which we are starting to get right now, somewhere in that 2.85 area. We could surely use some good news from the retailers. We got a little bit here this week. It was okay, nothing great. We could use some good news from the home builders. But right now, it just seems like there's a lot of black holes out there and a lot of question marks. And yet money continues to pour into this one narrow little sector of the market, which that in and of its own is a little bit spooky. When at one little narrow slice of the market, the drug stocks and the biotech stocks, and to some extent the internet stocks, are still holding up this entire market. Something needs to change here. So keep the yellow flag flying. I'm still about, 80% invested or so. I'm still looking for opportunities, and we're still waiting to hear from our beloved Fed chairman. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We'll be right back. in the right place, but must have been the wrong time. I done said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're talking about a little of this and a little of that. We are in the midst of earnings season right now. If there's not already enough volatility in the market, throw in earnings season. And now we are getting right into the prime time of earnings season, really beginning today when the big boys start to report. And we got a couple of big boy reports here today. And we'll get companies like Apple and Google and Intel and all the rest, Priceline, etc., reporting earnings here over the next several weeks. And some will do well and some will report flat and some will underperform and the stocks will react. And I've always said earnings season is just part and parcel of being in the market. It makes no sense to me to sell all your stocks before they report earnings and then buy them back if they report good earnings, and avoid them if they report bad earnings. I just think it's part of owning a stock. Every quarter they're going to report, and they're either going to be a few cents over, a few cents under, or right at what the analyst expectations were. If you sell before, you're going to be sick if they come in and smash the earnings and the stock goes way up. But of course, if you sell before and they come in and report bad earnings and the stock tanks, you'll say, see, that was a good strategy. But overall, I don't think it's a good strategy to sell your stocks. Now, if you're a short-term trader, but aren't short-term traders looking for volatility? Don't they cash in off of volatility? When is there ever more volatility than earnings season? So I don't know. I mean, I hold my stocks. The day they report earnings is of little consequence to me. Normally speaking, if somebody knows something, you'll see the stocks start to sell off before the earnings report. So you know what? It's just part of owning a stock. Brings up a subject. You got a company here reporting earnings today, and you've got a lot of people calling for this CEO to resign. For whatever reason, our government loves to pick on the banks, the big banks. And you can point to the big banks as being evil or whatever you want. You can do the same thing to the big oil companies. They're evil. Or the big land developers. They're evil. Or the big, the big drug companies. They're evil. Well, you know what? Capitalism is not the most perfect system around. But in my opinion, it's the best system around. And whether you think the banks are evil or not, they do provide a service to you. They do still, most of you have a mortgage with a bank. And you can go back to the crisis of 2008. Who caused the crisis? Was it the banks? Was it the government? Was it part of each? Was it greed? You know, all kinds of fingers can be pointed. And a lot have called for the head of Jamie Dimon at J.P. Morgan, who, you know, used to be considered the golden boy, one of the great CEOs in America, guy that really knows his stuff and very well respected. But, since the whole Occupy thing and everything, it seems like every week J.P. Morgan's writing a check to some regulatory agency for something that they've done. $2 billion here, $1 billion here, $3 billion there. Let's just take a look at it. The app, Best Stocks Now, is not political. It doesn't know Jamie Dimon. It doesn't occupy anything except my iPhone here and my Android device. And it's all it does is spit out the numbers. Let's judge J.P. Morgan and Jamie Dimon by the results. And let's see if this is a stock that we want to own right now. J.P. Morgan, obviously, one of the biggest companies in the world, Chase. In fact, our building has a big Chase branch on the first floor of the building, and I do business with Chase. I would just have to say, as a customer, I have been extremely happy with Chase. I hate Wells Fargo. That's just me, okay? And the local credit union, they were the worst company, one of the worst companies I ever did business with, San Diego Credit Union. J.P. Morgan Chase, I switched all my business to them, and I'm just telling you from my point of view, I could not be happier. What about the stock, however? Over the last 10 years, this $220 billion behemoth bank, Wall Street Bank, New York Bank, over the last 10 years has delivered about 7% per year to investors, which is not too bad. You'd probably be pretty happy if you could invest your money and make 7% on it over the next 10 years. Well, that's about what Jamie Dimon's delivered. And don't forget that that's through some mighty bad times. J.P. Morgan got down to $19 per share in 2008 during the financial crisis, but they were one of the banks that did not need bailout money, even though they were made to take some bailout money. And if I'm not mistaken, they were saddled with a couple of the failing companies that they were kind of forced to buy. And then they end up with those companies, and they get in trouble for owning those companies. It's just very crazy how stuff goes on. Over the last 5 years, Chase, J.P. Morgan, has averaged almost 20% per year. Now, that involves the crisis, okay? J.P. Morgan has beat the market returns of 15.9% per year over the last 5 years. And over the last 3 years, it's basically given you market returns. While the market's delivered 12.3% per year over the last 3 years, JPM has delivered 12.2%. And over the last 12 months, J.P. Morgan has beat the market, up 28.5%, while the market's up 23.6%. Now, when I compare JPM with all of the other stocks that it competes against out there in my database of 3,700, I give JPM a performance grade of C+. Okay? So if you want a little bit better than market returns, that's what J.P. Morgan has delivered. Pays a dividend yield of 2.6%. How has Jamie Dimon done in running the bank? I would say, given the major crisis that we had in 2008, I would say he's done a pretty darn good job. Now, what about the valuation of the stock? Well, it's currently trading at 9.6 times forward earnings. It's expected to grow by about 6% per year over the next 5 years. And you know me, I like growth stocks. 6% growth is not going to make it into my aggressive growth portfolio. 6% growth is not going to make it into my conservative growth portfolio. I have a valuation, including the dividend, of about $84 per share on J.P. Morgan Chase. That's 5 years from now. That gives it about 60% upside potential. As a growth stock, I don't think J.P. Morgan is the ticket. In fact, out of 3,763 stocks in my database, J.P. Morgan comes in at 1,593. However, I do think it's a good, solid company. I do think that Jamie Dimon has done a fairly good job. And I do own this stock in my income portfolios. I don't own any bonds. I don't own anything interest rate sensitive. Instead, I own big, good, nice dividend paying stocks like J.P. Morgan, which was up about 28.5% last year. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. One of my goals for 2014 for the show is to get some business leaders on, some CEOs on the show, and find out their perspective on the economy, how they run their company, how they've achieved the success that they've achieved, because I think a lot of us out there need to hear success stories from time to time. You hear me talk about these great companies that are run by great management teams. You see teams like the New England Patriots in the playoffs every single year, and I come down to the conclusion that it's management, and it's the folks at the top running the organization. So we've lined up our first interview of the year. We're going to talk with Sanford Edward, who is the owner of a home, well, a development, one of the most prime pieces of property of real estate, probably in the world, South Orange County. If you've ever looked at the zip codes there and the average income and the average home price and whatnot, that you would see what I mean by that. In fact, last year, he sold one lot. This is a piece of dirt for $20 million. It set a record. So with that, let's talk to Sanford Edward and see what's going on there. Tell us a little bit, Sanford. First of all, welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Yeah, and tell us a little bit. You know, my wife and I, we like to drive up to the Newport Beach area and drive along that South Orange County coastline there, Laguna Niguel, et cetera. That is some of the most beautiful real estate in the entire world.
Well, yeah, I mean, the surest sign of that would be that you have a Ritz-Carlton resort, which is right there at Laguna Niguel, and a St. Regis resort, and the flagship resort for the Montage chain, the very first one that was ever built, is in the exact area you're talking about.
Exactly, and you know, I've always said that Southern California is kind of ground zero for the real estate market. As Southern California goes, so goes the rest of the real estate. How big is the development and real estate and home building industry? What part of our economy do you think it is?
Well, it's huge. I think, you know, all you have to do is look at the national politicians and the indicators. I don't know the numbers specifically off the top of my head, but I've got to believe that new home construction and all the associated trades, they probably account for something close to like a tenth of the economy. I know it's huge, and the biggest thing, I think it's an indicator of kind of the general mood of the populace as well. When people are buying new homes, they're optimistic. The economy seems to be expanding. New jobs are being created. So it's a bellwether sign on a lot of different levels.
Okay, I absolutely agree. So if it's a bellwether, what is that bellwether telling us right now about the economy?
Well, it's interesting, Bill, you asked that, because last year it was telling us that we were in the early stages of a recovery, and it was looking as though things were going to be very robust. And I actually do think 2014 economically is going to be great, but for different reasons. Housing right now is taking a little bit of a pause. And pause in the sense that most of the national builders now are trying to shore up their inventory. Partially, there's concern that there was pent-up demand, so 2013 was probably a little more robust than somebody might have expected. But there's a lot of other indicators. I mean, you know, this pending deal with Iran is huge because it'll really drive down the price of oil. So there's a lot of factors at work that I think 2014 is going to be very solid. And I think that the housing market has recovered in some areas, you know, close to some of the highs it experienced pre-bubble, like 03, 04. It hasn't recovered all the way to 05, 06, but those were probably some artificial highs.
You know, I'm a big interest rate watcher. I believe that interest rates drive a lot of our economy, and a lot of sectors of our economy are interest rate sensitive. And we started 2013 with the 10-year yield at 2%, and we ended the year at 3%.
Mm-hmm.
From my standpoint, you know, and I watch these home building stocks on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
I owned a lot of the building and home building related stocks early last year. And as soon as interest rates started to drift higher, to me, that was kind of the killer of the burgeoning rebound that we were seeing in the home building industry. And having said that, what do you think the prospects for interest rates are going forward?
Well, at some point, they are going to have to go up. I mean, they've been at beyond historic lows for, you know, a very sustained period of time. And they obviously, as it relates to home buyers' ability to purchase a home, have a huge impact. But the flip side is, you know, you can't keep, basically, a country can't keep buying their own debt and at some point not raise interest rates. So I don't think on the short term, given the new chairman of the Fed, Ms. Yellen, she seems to have a very expansive monetary policy. She's talking about allowing inflation to, on an annual basis, creep up to 2.5% from 2%. 50 basis points is huge in a $17 trillion economy. So I don't think on the short term interest rates are really going to raise, but eventually they will, and yeah, that won't bode well for home building.
Right. Now, how about home prices themselves and land prices? You've watched the cycles. You've been around California for a while. How far have we come from the bottom? And do you think land and real estate and homes are a good value right now?
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that, because most people who buy in California do kind of see owning a home as their primary investment. If you get to other areas of the country, the Midwest and the East Coast, the home is really seen more as a dwelling and kind of a post of security. On evaluation, from a valuation perspective right now, I think homes are still a good buy in the sense that eventually the economy will become more robust. And by more robust, what I'm really suggesting is we'll have some new job creation. It might have to wait until there's a change of the administration in Washington. You know, the current one doesn't really fundamentally seem to understand how markets work. But there will be job growth because the U.S. economy has what I would call a much sounder foundation. I mean, you look at China starting to slow down. You know, Europe is still embroiled and with a host of problems. The emerging economies, Latin America, et cetera, they all seem to be due for a bigger correction. We seem to have gone through the better part of our correction. So, you know, I would say over the next 24 to 36 months, I'm moderately bullish.
Well, I like to hear that. Now, okay, here's another completely different. So I'm a CEO here of a company, and you're a very successful CEO, one of the biggest land developments of all time. Record home sale, one home sold for $22 million, another lot for $20 million. There's a lot of obstacles in your industry. I can't imagine an industry that has more forces working against it than a developer. Everything from the environmentalists to the regulators, etc. Tell us a little bit about, as a CEO, how do you face those obstacles? And how do you come through all of the landmines that are put in your path?
Well, you start by having excellent legal counsel. And I don't say that facetiously. You really have to stay on top of, in my industry, land use law. And then you have to, I think, be realistic in your assumptions. You know, land development is difficult in the sense that it also involves a kind of a human or a political dynamic. You ultimately have to get your projects approved by some kind of public governing body. But what you're alluding to as it relates to the regulation, it's not just strangling land development and home ownership in the United States. It's really kind of strangling every industry. Think of the pharmaceutical industry. Think of the energy industry.
My industry.
Yeah, we are so overregulated, it's insane. And if people truly knew, at the cost of a new home, the reason a new home in California cost a median price in Orange County costs, you know, $400,000-$600,000, which is almost double what the cost would be in other states, is because there's so many hidden fees that the homeowner has to pay because the state has all this crazy regulation.
That's right. Okay, Sam, we have about 60 seconds left. Tell me what's next. You Dana Point and Laguna Niguel, what's your next project?
Well, the next thing I'd like to do is I'm trying to do a big resort retreat in the Santa Ynez Valley, which is just north of Santa Barbara.
Oh, I love it up there.
Yeah.
I want to come see it.
Yeah, well, it'll be a few years in the making, but it's going to combine a lot of different things that I've pursued for a number of years.
Okay, well, thank you for having you on the show. That's Sanford Edwards, CEO of The Strand at Headlands. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And I want to thank Sanford Edwards, the owner of the development, The Strand at the Headlands. 118 lots in Orange County. One of them sold for $20 million. But you know what? I wanted to hear from a real estate guy his perspective on the economy. His take on Janet Yellen is my take on Janet Yellen. Even though she hasn't said anything yet, it sounds like she's going to be friendly to the market. That's good news. I also wanted to get his take on interest rates and how that's impacting our economy right now. And I think we heard generally that our economy can absorb and move forward despite the spike in interest rates recently. I think as investors, however, we need to be careful about investing in interest rate sensitive investments, companies that are interest rate sensitive, like real estate investment trust, utilities, obviously the bond market. But his take overall, and that's good news to hear, is that the economy, in his opinion, can absorb rising interest rates, which seem to be in the cards. I do think, like he said, I do think that they're going to moderate here. You know, we saw the big spike really last year, the shock. Yeah, that's quite a shock to go from 2% to 3% in a 12-month period of time. And I saw it. I saw D.R. Horton level off. I saw other home builders level off. I watched the ETF, which is XHB, the home builders. I watched it level off as interest rates started to rise. It seemed to me like they started talking about tapering way too soon in the game. I think they should have let the real estate industry and the home builders and the homeowners, I think they should have let them experience a little bit more of the rebound and the burgeoning rebound before they started their taper talk. But it is what it is, and now we've got to live with the prospects. Yet, and he's right. You cannot, a country cannot keep buying back its own debt. Imagine how much the Fed has lost on their purchase of our own debt. The bond market got clobbered last year. What percent of the Fed's balance sheet was invested in the bond market? What does the Fed's asset allocation look like right now? A big chunk of their holdings are bonds, our own bonds. And when our own bonds go down in value like they did last year, our investment, the Fed's investment in those bonds, also went down. And at some point, they've got to sell those bonds on the open market. Or I suppose they can hold them. I don't know how that all works. They can't hold them forever. But I got to believe that the Fed's taken a pretty big hit on the bonds that they've been buying. It's almost like the penny stock game, in my opinion. As long as the owners of the company are buying their own penny stock and propping up the price stays high. But when those owners need to start selling their shares in the penny stock, it becomes crashing down in value. And that's the fear with this whole bond market. You know, that's the other side of the coin that you don't see. Yeah, you see the Fed wanting to taper, but don't forget, they've got a big pile of bonds sitting in their portfolio that are going down in value. Not only do they want to taper, they want out. They're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. And is there the demand out there for our debt for them to gracefully get out with the small loss? So you can see that there's other forces that are out there besides just being friendly to the stock market. They have to look after their own portfolio, which really is the taxpayer's portfolio, is it not? The taxpayer's portfolio does not look that good. And I also wanted to hear from a CEO how you overcome obstacles in life. And I just can't imagine an industry other than my own that has more regulations and more obstacles, which, hey, look, it's a necessary evil, but yes, can you over-regulate to where it strangles? And, you know, you would be shocked. I would love to see a breakdown, and I know somebody who could give us a breakdown. When you buy a new home, the average price in Orange County, let's just say it's $500,000. When you buy a new home, and I know someone I can get this calculation from, how much of that new home is going to the regulators and all the permits and the city government, the county, and the Environmental Protection Agency, and on and on and on? If it wasn't for all of that, you know, a lot of the regulation, I agree, it's necessary. But you get to the point of being ridiculous. And you get to the point where the home buyer is paying a big chunk of money out of their pocket to pay all of these inspectors and all of these regulators running around protecting the spotted frog or whatever it is. So anyways, that's my take, and I will find out how much a homeowner pays in the end of that $500,000 home, just a calculation of how much of it is just fluff going for to pay for all of the different regulations and rules and laws and inspections that have to be done on that home. But my take from this whole conversation, you know what? This economy continues to grow despite having not a real friendly administration towards growth right now and towards job creation. And it can continue to overcome, you know, the rising interest rates. And again, some areas of the economy are going to do better than others. I heard that the world is not a good place to invest in right now. The emerging markets, they haven't been through their big correction like we went through, and I agree with that. And that's why I'm invested right here in America. And that did nothing but to enforce my belief that, you know what, you have to be invested in America. We're ahead of the game right now. We're the economy that is recovering right now, and the others have not begun that recovery process. And we track these asset classes every single day. And as I reported yesterday, it's still U.S. stocks that are at the top of the ladder. I have no exposure to China or to Latin America or to Vietnam or any of the other emerging markets. It's still a U.S. stock market for now. We do have a yellow flag flying until we hear from Yellen. And until then, we stay invested in the best stocks now. We're 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.